ဘာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်အားထုတ်တာနဲ့ပတ်သက်လို့မေးလို့ရတယ်မရှင်းတာမေးလို့ရတယ်နောက်အခုတွေ့ကြုံပြောလို့ရအားထုတ်တာနဲ့ပတ်သက်လို့
So anything about this practice anything you're not sure about in his instructions or if you've been attempting to practice and you would like to tell him about it or ask him about something Yes
yeah
I have been a student of Goenkaji for many years. So there is a lot of practice of anapana and body scanning.
Yeah.
When I practice there, I often get very drowsy and I go dream.
Yeah.
Dreamlike, sometimes I sleep.
Yeah.
Today also, in the hall, when I sit with eyes closed, the mind has a strong tendency to go to the old habit.
Right.
It's okay with walking, but only for about 20 minutes, then it wants to go.
Yeah.
And
20 minutes, see?
It will say, but it's just ain't like that. Even when walking.
First 20 minutes, okay, but then it gets a little monotonous and the rhythm. And I want to sort of drift off.
Those, yeah.
Yeah, pattern, see?
It become a pattern for you.
Yes, many years.
The mind develops habits. Once it's developed a habit, then it will tend to manifest itself again. So if you continue to practice the way you used to, that the same habit will kick in. Because the mind is just a pattern. It's just a...
Meditation လုပ်မယ်မျက်စိပိတ်မယ်အာနာပါနရှုမယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီတိုင်းပဲလာတော့
So if it thinks it's going to sit it's going to meditate it's going to focus it's going to observe and then it'll get sleepy just like it's always done
သူအရင်တိုင်းမလုပ်ဘဲနဲ့ခုနပြောအားစိုက်တာမလုပ်ဘဲတကူလုံးတော်စီးတဲ့တကူတည်းစိုက်မရှုဘဲနဲ့စိတ်ကိုလျှော့လိုက
် So perhaps when you begin sitting when you begin to sit don't do what you've always done before don't start with what you've always observed relax a little bit allow yourself toSpread your awareness gently and see what else you can be aware of. Yep.
Oh, the chan ayon the khuku thin cha ayon khuku ne sa lai bo. Khan lai lou ni cha ma hou bae ne. Ti da lo.
Don't go to your usual objects. See if there's some other objects that become significant to you.
Naw nyin lou ma pait na bo gaw.
And if you can not open close your eyes, it will help
us. ဘာဖြစ်လို့ဆိုတော့စိတ်ကတော့ idea ရှိတယ်တော့တရားထိုင်နေမျိုးလုံးပိတ်ရမယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီ pattern အတိုင်းပဲလာတော့ဘူ
း because the mind's also got this sort of habit that you know when I sit for meditation I close my eyes and there's darkness and then that pattern sort of manifests itself again as well
အနာမနာမစားဘဲနဲ့တခြားထိတခြားအယုံနဲ့စား
so maybe don't start with anapana start with something else
anapana ဆိုရင်စိတ်ကဒီတိုင်းပဲလာ
So when you do anapana, that habit will start again.
So the goal is to change that time and the time now. I don't understand it.
You can try things like watching your whole body at once, just a full body watching, just awareness of sitting or the touching sensation when you're sitting, something else.
Now, the data is that I use for sight and
then.
Notice
the way your mind is behaving with the object. You'll see that the mind tends to start falling into the object, like gently starting to lull itself into whatever object. If you notice that, pull yourself back. So you need to notice how the mind is starting to get lulled, and you need to then wake it over and over again to break the habit.When he says open your eyes and meditate when sitting, you don't have to like keep it wide open. He says it might, you know, very naturally you might be just looking at the floor or something. That's fine. Some yogis think that they have to keep them wide open, staring straight ahead. Sometimes that's
difficult.
Whatever you do, just do it naturally, gently.Don't think I'm going to do this really properly. If we have this idea that I'm going to do this properly, instantly the mind puts in more energy than it's necessary, And then very soon you run out of energy, and that's when the mind starts to fade off.
Okay, try.
Yatakulo, recording below, doing standby with him.
Yes. I'm finding when I'm trying to be mindful just during the day, not in retreats, but just at work or wherever, and I get quite absorbed in what I'm doing, and then I find I'm anxious or whatever because of whatever I'm doing.
Yes.
And it's that preoccupied or that intense
involvement
in what I'm doing. Yeah. You know, if you get some tension or whatever, then you become aware. And what I'm wanting to do is become more attuned to the mind all of the time. I mean, I'm trying to work on it, but you know,
you want
you're
to
doing
become,
something, you're working
you
with something,
absorbed, you want
and
to
you
become
get absorbed, and you'll find that you lose track of where your mind is. And I suppose I'm just looking for some, but maybe that's just a natural thing that will, it will get better over time.
So
maybe it's a comment rather than a, or better, some tips would be good.
သူကအိမ်မှာသူသူလုံးလုံးနဲ့သူတတိမြတ်ထားဖို့ကြိုးစားဒါပေမဲ့တချို့လို့တည်းကကိုက involve ဖြစ်ကုန်တယ်လေဖြစ်ကုန်တော့ဟို tension တွေပဲတက်လာမှသူကတတိပြန်ရတယ
်
ဒါပေမဲ့သူကအမြဲတတိရှိဖို့သူ့မှာအဲ့ဒါမှတ်နိုင်ရှိတယ
် yeah right
ဒါပေမဲ့သူလုံးနေတာလဲအမှန်ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်မယ်အဲ့ဒါလဲဟိုစူးစမ်းရင်းနဲ့တဖြည်းဖြည်းပို့ပို့ကောင်းလာတာဖြစ်ဖြစ်မယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဥစဉ်မှာနည်းနည်း tip တွေပဲရှိရလဲကော
သူတတိထားတာသူအမှုရပါမှာတတိထားတာများတယ်
Do you tend to have more awareness of your physical movements when you're aware? Is that where most of your attention tends to be?
No. A lot. I like physical movements, but no, it tends more to be in my mind.
In your mind?
And what I'm thinking of. So, is that what you're
feeling? Feeling or deep.
Or, and certainly emotions. Yeah. And lightheadedness, for example.
Yeah.
Now, by my mind, I'm going to go... စိတ်စိတ်ပက်ကနေညီနိုင်ရင်တော့သူကချက်ချင်းတိတယ်လွတ်နိုင်တယ်ချက်ချင်းတိမယ်တိနေတယ်အာယုံကိုတိနေတဲ့စိတ်ကနေတွားရင
်
တတိရှိနေတယ်တိနေတဲ့နောက်အဲ့လိုစိတ်တိနေတဲ့စိတ်ပက်ကနေလိုက်ရင်လောလိုက်လည်းတိသူစိတ်ချင်းနေလို့သူမြင်နေတာ
He says if you are able to stay more with the mind and particularly not just the states of mind that you're aware of but the awareness itself if you can be aware of the state of the awareness then he says because everything else is being watched out of that window he says you'll notice this takes a little practice because you have to start to recognize the signs in the awareness when you're starting to get involved how the you know the quickening of the mind the mind starts to get in a hurry or get
tension
so it's the beginning signs that your mind is starting
to notice those things now.
Yeah, it still takes.
Oh, okay, not aware. That means suddenly it's happening. And then you think, been out of it, I've been so concentrated.
So that's.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's okay, but I think it's. I'm hoping that the more mindfulness will help just become more aware.
That more mindfulness.
It would just help me to become aware and maybe get onto it earlier, you know, before it becomes a problem. The unsettledness or
whatever. ဒီတိလာပြီဒါပေမဲ့ तू อ่ะထင်တာသတိပို့ထိုင်ပို့စောစောတိလာမယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးသူထင်တ
ာဟုတ်ဟုတ်ဟိုအထလိကျင့်မယ်လို့
No he said there is nothing more you can do
no.
some things have to have take their natural course and become
habit.
Part of the habit of the mind so
yes.
don't rush it
so
စိတ်ဘက်ကနေရင် तू အခြား function တွေပါ तू တိလာ intention feeling ဒါတွေပါကိုယ်မြင်လာမှာ तू
If you stay with the mind you begin to know like he said your intentions your feelings motivations and all it's just
awareness ဆိုတည်နေရင် object ကပါပြီးသား physical object ပါပြီးသား
if you're aware then you not only know the mind if you're aware of the awareness you not only know what's happening in the mind you also know what's happening in the body
because of mind awareness and object together
yes
when you drift into thinking
yes
Do you just say thinking and concentrate on the fact that you are thinking or what do you do?
Twee ne lu pyo a ma la mwe twee de thaba paw ma ayu sai a ma la
twee ma ti do
he
just ayu ma sai a twee de de khaw ya ma lu recognize lo mi bo ba lu
you don't need to use the word thinking unless that helps you to do the recognition but what he wants you to do is recognize the mind is thinking so it's a bit stepping back and saying and realizing, yes, thinking is happening.
Oh, the mind is thinking. Now you realize the mind is thinking. Enough.
And you just need to develop a habit of doing that, of recognizing the mind is thinking. It's very important to know your thoughts. Very important to recognize the thoughts. Because he says, a tendency of meditators is to try to get rid of thinking mind. They want it to go away. They want the mind to stop thinking, for the mind to be still. He says there's no need to go there. You just want to recognize the mind is thinking. Not get lost in it, but to recognize
it.
Whether the mind is thinking good things or bad things, you must recognize the mind is thinking. That's all.
For me today, I was very surprised. It's my very first time. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
And I sat there, and without realizing, I actually sat for an hour.
Oh.
And because I'm starting fresh and just listening and learning this time, yeah. I feel I'm very fortunate that, you know, at least I think I'm starting on the right foot.
Okay.
It wasn't as difficult as I expected, even with an open mind.
You have done other practice before?
Oh, on very short, say 10, 15 minutes, but nothing like 1 hour.
Oh.
So that's why it surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to ask is that I think I'm doing the right things because my mind wasn't straying very far and I was following what was being taught.
Mm-hmm.
When I was sitting, I certainly wasn't sleepy,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't drowsy, but at times I could feel a surge. I can't explain that. It's like almost falling asleep, but I wasn't sleepy. It was a surge of energy, and then I bring myself back, and I don't know what that is.
What sort of feeling was that? What did it feel like?
It was as if, you know, I was conscious. But yes. Wasn't sleepy,
yes.
But you just feel a sudden surge is within you, and then I come back to the present. Is that falling asleep? Is that dozing?
Amatoku. So 7 minutes and I'm nearly up a time. She would at a medine who's in Huana, but to tonight just to chat at
time,
yeah, or to cook on. Diamond, do what? No channel, thin it, diamond, the chatter chello.
Sacking a bit.
Mo, sacking a mo. The cool ah, lo, tell other lobe. Say, come out, say, do what? Nanet, do any idea, Lulamatin, diamond. Nanet, know the loop, young ship rock, young tila, diamond matila, lem ho, and I'm up here a little.
Well, you know, Jane, I'm sick at the loop, and now you better do what? Jane, love you to be sick at what? Enjoy the little. Nanet, rest you did the bomb, you can't do what? I look at why you are. Then take my teeth to look at that.
Maybe not sleepy, but he says when the mind's been aware for a while, things tend to quiet down in the mind. And there's a tendency for when the things become quiet in the mind for them to get lulled in a sort of quiet state.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but, you know, and then the mind reminds itself or suddenly remembers that it's got to be more conscious, more awake. And then you have this surge of wakefulness. Yeah, so that's just like the mind becoming soft, sort of, you know, becoming quiet, and then there's, you know, there's right effort, which is balance, and then there's too much effort and not enough effort. So sometimes when it becomes quiet, the effort tends to drop off to less than optimal. It's not sleepy yet, but it's just a softening of the mind, the faculty is not so sharp anymore. Some people have these sudden, like this. They weren't sleepy, but they suddenly lose control of something. So the mind is fading very gently. So the faculty is not sharp, and then, something wakes
and
you up.
And suddenly, yes, that surge.
Yeah.
No, you're not sleepy.
No.
This is not sleepy. Sleepy is a heavy, very heavy.
Yes.
Body and mind is heavy.
Yeah, we can watch out for it.
Yeah. And how do you correct that?
You can't correct it. First of all, the mind is weakening by itself, so you don't know. He says, but if you're, you know, trying to be aware every day continuously, the awareness becomes stronger. Then because itself the awareness is stronger, it doesn't tend to fade away when you're sitting. Yeah.
Maybe because it was my first day.
If when you become able to see how the mind is working, like how aware your mind is, how well it's being aware and so on, once you become able to recognize that, he says then you recognize right away when it starts to fade. Aya, you were asking Sanat something just now?
I was really just talking, and because this is my first time, and I was telling Sanat that I still see, I can recognize the objects, but I can't see the
reaction.
He says, don't look for it.
Look for it, craving and power.
If we look for an experience, even the awareness of the mind itself, he says there's craving in it, and then the mind is not still or stable. So don't look for it. Just let it happen
naturally.
He says, for now, just know that it's possible to know your reactions and the mind. And because you know it's possible, the mind will become able to when it has enough awareness. He says, when the flies come around, do you react? Do you feel annoyed? He says, if we have no reaction, he says, we just sort of do it, you know, wave at it. But if we have some reaction, there's more energy in how much we wave it at.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
During the walking meditation, one is supposed to be aware of the body motions, feeling, and the wind blowing. How about the other objects through seeing? I mean, I'm actually looking around, but I'm just seeing the things surrounding. Am I supposed to focus on this object as well, or just on the bodily motions? And is awareness on the body enough? I do not know.
ခံစားမှုတို့လှုပ်ရှားမှုတို့လေတိုက်တာတို့သိရမယ်တဲ့
သိရမယ
်သူစကားတော့မှာ should be aware လို့ပြောတော့သိရမယ်တဲ
့နိုင်တော့ပေါ့
ဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုမျက်နှာတွေဘာတွေကဘလို့လို့လုပ်လဲတဲ့ तू ကမျက်နှာတွေဘာကြီးချိန်နေ तू ကမြင်တဲ့ဟာကိုပဲသိနေတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒီဟာတွေကိုအယုံစိုက်ရမလ
ားမ
ဝင်ခန္ဓာကိုယ်သိတာပဲလုံလောက်သလား
မလောက်ဘူ
း okay
ပါမတော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်နဲ့စမ်းမယ်ဒီတွဲပြီးတော့သွားပါမြင်လာပါနည်းနည်းအာထုတ်တောင်းလေ့ကျင့်ရမှာ
တဲ့ပါ့။ He says when you're walking, he says don't limit yourself to what you should be aware of. You can be aware of anything. There's nothing that you should be aware of. Just everything can be known. Yes? He says when it comes to seeing, you ask whether you should focus on the objects outside. He said no. You said, is it enough to just be aware of the body's physical sensations? He said, no. So, but remember that it's a progression. Yes? Practice is a natural progression. Don't think of it as a static thing that will happen immediately or will not be. So, in the beginning, if you're aware naturally, your mind will automatically go to the things you are used to being aware of. Yes? So, you're used to being aware of when you're walking, the movement, the feeling of the wind, and so on. These are things you're used to. But allow your mind to expand a little bit. Once in a while, notice that, let your awareness come to your eyes. Don't focus on the things that you see. Just let the awareness come there and then go back to what you are usually aware of. And then keep your mind open to the possibility that there are other things that your mind might be recognizing, that because you're used to your usual objects, you're not recognizing that other things are being known by your mind.
So, physical process
For every moment of awareness, there is a layering of the minds that work together to be aware of a moment. So there is the object that you know, for example, you're moving your foot. And then there is the awareness of the movement, that's your mind. There is a feeling in the mind that is aware, always there's a feeling. And behind that feeling, you will also have either you will have some aversion, attachment,
or
not. And then behind this aversion, attachment, or neutral feeling, there's an idea that gives rise to whether your mind is neutral, attached, or averse. So there's a layering in the mind in every moment, but you can't see it right away. But you need to allow your mind to be open to the possibility, so that as you watch even just your movement, you might start to realize, oh, the mind is watching this. And then you start to realize, oh, there is some feeling behind it. Yes, so slowly, let it happen
slowly.
So for example, when you walk, if you can feel the flow, when you walk somewhere that is even, or when you walk on somewhere that is smooth or rough or uneven, you'll find your mind's feeling towards your very experience of walking changes. Very subtly, there are changes. When you're walking up a stair, in the shade, in sunlight, your mental feeling will change with each experience that you're conscious of.
Yeah.
He says, in this country, people seem to like the sun. They keep going out in the sun. In Asia, they keep hiding from the sun, looking for some shade.
I've got to say, sort of follow on question, but then away from it. I'm very much a novice.
Yeah.
And at the moment, today, for instance, as an example, when I'm sitting in the hall and focused on with my eyes open, I find it actually easier because there's more data, so
yes,
less to distract. When a thought does come up, one of the things I've noticed today is that I have this automated sort of commentary, and I catch myself.
Mm.
And on the sort of long what you were just saying, in the beginnings, I have this sense that I should be focusing myself to start rather than going down the paths of those multiple layers. I'm seeing them, but get myself caught up.
You know, start theorizing.
I'm experiencing what I'm seeing, I'm experiencing what I'm hearing. Then a thought comes, then I have a commentary on it. I catch the commentary, I think, oh, it's a strange commentary.
You recognize.
And then I can pull myself back, or I can just
keep
going.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't feel like the right thing to do for me now,
yeah,
going down that.
ตัวรอไปมะลุกูบ่ดาแม้ตูอุเซนပြောတာလုံတာ तू မျက်စိဖွင့်ပြီးတော့အထုတ်တာပို့လွယ်တယ်ပါဆိုစိတ်ကဟိုရောက်ပြီးအပေးမရောက်အဲ့တော့ तू อ่ะသိနေတယ်သိနေတယ်ဒါမဲ့စိတ်ကတစ်ချက်တစ်ချက်တွေးဝင်တယ်ဒါမဲ့ तू အခုဥเซนသူဒီတိလရှင်ကိုရှင်းပြတယ်လို့ပဲဟိုဖို့သူတော်ရှင်းပြတယ်လို့ပဲအဲ့လိုမျိုးစိတ်ထဲမှာအထဲထဲမှာခံစားမှုအနောက်မှာအတွေးအနောက်မှာအဲ့ဒီအဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေသူမြင်ရတ ဆက်သိရောရိုလီတီဘူးမဟုတ်ရင်ဒီအတွင်းနောက်လိုင်းသူကထထထပြီးတော့ဒီလိုစဉ်းစားလို့ရဟိုဒီနောက်မှာလာရှိရတာရှိရပြီတော့ဟုတ်မဟုတ်တိုက်တော်ပြီ
You're right, he said just let the mind do only that much. Don't follow on. Just leave it at the bare, I won't say bare, but you know, the simple awareness. Come back to that. Don't follow into the theorizing and all. Just allow
it to be.
Never follow the mind. Just recognize it. And the mind will keep changing. Just be aware of that. Don't get into the train.
But I can...
He says, you know, with your sort of mind, he says, even if you just remain gently aware of one thing, you will notice that you're aware of other things too, right? Peripherally. And even that is enough to gather data. So the mind doesn't get lost in something. It has a gentle anchor, but it gathers data from all around very naturally. So, just, you just need to check that in the present moment you are aware of something. The mind is naturally working on its own. Your mind is naturally working to be aware and gather the data it needs.
So
the only habit you need to cultivate is to have the consciousness of the present moment. And when that consciousness in the present moment gains momentum and power, he says then naturally all the data it's been gathering, it will start to make sense of it all. What he was explaining to Anagarika is that there is such a process going on, but he's not asking her to explore the process intentionally, because that would be artificial. Sometimes people don't know something is possible, so they never recognize it. But when he tells them these are things that are there, then suddenly they recognize it, although it was always there. Suddenly, just like this thing.
I wasn't exploring it. I saw that.
Yes, you already see that.
But then I didn't. I thought I don't really want to go there anymore.
Yeah.
Because like that, I'm a little,
It seemed but like it was going
to go far.
Just
keep going.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You don't have to.
Now, who see that do be our man? Kona jaya. Me now, atho lo me yai. Me now, di tha lo me yai. Ji ma di now ya.
Sister, for you, he says, if you are not able to just notice that you are seeing, he says you can notice that you're looking because you notice that the
looking
mind
goes.
You notice that the mind's attention is on the object outside, right? Like
it's not really much on the object because if I'm walking, I'm just noticing that it's not really occurring.
Yes, so you know you're seeing, right?
Yes.
So you said just now that
I don't know what am I supposed to
do. Oh, just
walking meditation. What am I supposed to be really aware of? Whatever comes naturally to the mind's awareness, to the mind's attention is fine. Every day when we maintain this awareness, this natural awareness, every day you know, it will take whatever the mind naturally attunes itself to, and that is what is meant for your mind to know then. Yes.
I sometimes find that in my mindfulness meditation, I've just watched my breathing for an hour, two hours.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
You're not sleepy or anything?
No.
No, yes.
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No. Should I try and resist that and go to general mindfulness exercise, you know, how I feel and things like that?
Yeah. ตัวเวทีเมโลกันเตียนไทยตัวสึกกะตัวตูอนาปานะเบยောက်เตะไนท์ๆๆไทยลงยาเลยไนท์ละไม่ไงอเมลติเนี่ยตูดีหาวสึกกะดีอายุงไม่อยู่เอา He says, don't resist what your mind is naturally aware of. He says, but you can add a question to your practice. So you're aware of the breath, ask yourself, what else is the mind aware of? What else is the mind conscious of?
Just asking.
Just ask the question.
Naturally, the mind will
start. Now it's just a habit. Now there's a habit. It's a good habit, you know, you don't get sleepy and all that, but you can use that, you can use that to your advantage. When you add the question, it'll open the mind up to whatever else is there. He says, and when you ask yourself, what else am I aware of? You must know that one of the things that you could know is the awareness itself.
Yes?
Awareness of the breath, the awareness. When you are aware of the awareness of the mindfulness itself, he says, the view becomes sort of inverted because, in fact, all objects are coming to the mind. It pings on the mind, that's how we become aware of it. Generally, we seem to be paying attention to the breath or to something. But when you become aware of the awareness, you notice the impinging of all the senses on the awareness. Then you feel like everything's coming into you. He says previously, because of the training of your mind, you were trained to be aware of the breath. He says the mind has become properly trained. So when it tries to be aware, it goes to where it was trained to be. So it's a good training, it's well trained. He says, and you can just allow it that much more leeway so that it can, you can use it to your benefit.
But think about the awareness. I sometimes feel that I am that awareness.
But it's still me.
I get excited and want to focus on it and strengthen it a bit in the crowd.
The dia tu pian. Diamond tu ane ne excited people around ane asal biji lah kau.
Naturally, the api lah itu ada mian lah. Segu mian lah. Eh, segu lusan lah itu lama wen lah ni jago.
Kuse ye no biar balik be balik ni sound tu biji.
Tengah macam tu, be tadi.
It's just when this sort of view, you know that. Although there's the identification with yourself, but the feeling that there is just the awareness. Yes? He said, when it comes in, it's very shy, so don't stare at it. Don't put in more energy. He said, peek at it from the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
He said, it's a very natural, you know, when the awareness process. Becomes, yeah, it's a natural process that when the awareness becomes strong enough, it seems to back away and then see itself. It's very natural. The once it strengthens. But when you think, oh, this is good, and then you get excited and you want it, and then, yeah.
Craving line,
yeah, because craving disturbs the stability of mind. So it's all natural cause and effect. When there's stability, it'll naturally back away, be aware of itself. Yeah, it's.
I mean, people are.
Yeah. Generally, yogis tend to be so involved in trying to apply their attention onto an object because of their training that they forget, even if the mind should get strong enough, they're still busy training themselves on the object, so they miss the, you know, what's happening in the mind. Yeah. So although the mind might be backing up and being, you know, more aware of a larger view and all, they're not conscious of it because they're busy applying themselves to the object. That's why it's so important to recognize how the mind is working. just as it is. This is the mind at work. This is how it's working. If we don't allow the mind to recognize itself and how it's working, he says, then you can't get beyond that, you know, applying yourself. So then we don't get skillful with the practice because we don't see the cause and effect of how, when the mind is working this way. You know, when the mind is working in a certain way, how it balances itself, how stability of mind is developed because it has been applying itself, how when you're that much focus, it helps this way. If you're too much focused or less focused, how it doesn't help, you know, all that.
So yogis,
yogis always, you know, any meditation retreat, they report good experiences, bad experiences.
Sometimes
they have a good mindfulness, sometimes they don't have good mindfulness. But if you ask them why, they don't know. Because they haven't been looking at the reason. Because they're not looking at how the mind is being mindful. We're generally so busy looking at what we're observing that we don't realize how we're observing it. You know? How did we observe it? Did we observe it gently? With greed, without greed, no expectation. Did we go in simply? Did we think, oh, this is good, I must do it? What were the ideas that were at play when we were being aware that made it feel like a good mindfulness or not a good mindfulness? So that's why we have highs and lows in meditation rather than just slight humps, yes. He says, if you don't have good mindfulness, take a shower. He says at the meditation center, when people are having a bad time trying to be mindful, they go and take a shower. Then we feel refreshed. Because the state of the mind has changed. So it's really important to know your own mind, how it's working, so that you know how to adjust it. Because you know what it's been doing and what it's not. When you understand your own mind and how it works, that makes you skillful at your own practice. Nobody needs to tell you how to adjust it. You start learning the machinations of the mind. That's why he keeps talking about being aware of the mind, because it's really especially important to know the mind that is doing the observing and how it is affected and how it works. Eventually, that sort of understanding helps us to then maintain more and more equanimity in our mind, because we don't get upset with things, because we know what to do with it. We know what's been affecting the mind, so we're okay with it, to work with it, and so on. And when you can then maintain that sort of, you know, understanding equanimity, then you can bring the practice further, or the practice will further itself. He said it's just like
business.
Doing business. First you have to make the money.
How to understand how to make money.
And then you have to save, you know, have to know how to save it and grow it. And then you have to know how to expand it, explore, use that money to make it go further. Practice of meditation is the same. First, you must learn how to practice. Then you must maintain the practice for a long time. Once you can maintain a practice, a steady practice, he says, then you can use that to explore further. All that is possible because of understanding. It's all the work of understanding how the mind works, how it how understanding how to practice, and that helps you to maintain it and grow it. Some people know how to make money, but they never save. They get money and they spend it. They get money and they spend it. So they don't get rich. They know how to make money, but they don't become wealthy. So you must not only know how to make the money, you must know how to make it grow. All this, the work of intelligence or wisdom. The work of wisdom.
Just before I came, I was having a cup of coffee with a friend of mine, and somebody had given me a new packet of coffee, and I had drunk it before, but this friend of mine had not. And so we were just chit-chatting, and then after a while I said, "What do you think of this coffee?" So then it was quite interesting how the mind was running. I noticed once I set up that question, because the person who was drinking it also, he's an expert cook, has a very good palate. So then both of us could just instantly just start sinking into the whole, that cup of coffee. And the thickness, the sweetness, the flavor, whether it was bitter or not bitter. And I must say I really enjoyed that cup of coffee from that time once the question was asked and set up. And both of us have an understanding of the taste of that coffee, even though for him it was the first time he had that flavored coffee before. Mm. So I must say it was just a very enjoyable cup of coffee, and it started from that question, what was this, what do you think of this coffee?
Mm. ตัวอกุณะพ่อนี่ตะบ้าเนี่ยคอฟฟี่ตองนะไอ้คอฟฟี่ถูกกว่าตูตองกูเนี่ยดําไมไอ้พ่อนี่อ่ะไม่ตองกูเออแล้วตรุอตรุตองเนี่ยเนาะตูอ่ะเม้เลยไอ้พ่อนี่โหโหตะบ้าอ๋อไม่ตองกูโหลตูอ่ะดําไมไอ้ตะบ้าหิ้ชัดต่อเลยเว้ยตูอ่ะอย่าด่าเลยบาดิเฟชชาตูอ่ะโหอ่ะเวเสกเวซ่าเนาะตูอ่ะเม้เลยบลูนี่แหละลูกตูเม้เลยบลูนี่แหละลูกเม้เนาะไอ้
เออตัวเนี่ยสโลไม่ไล่ตานะเนี่ยสโลอ่ะตะดิโพถ่าไล่ต่อเยสไอ้กาแฟอ่ะอย่าตาบลูโชว์เลยบลูบลาวปิดได้ป่ะอกลงเนี่ยสโลโพวิเศษเหมือนกันอ่ะอะตูๆตลอดเลยตอกโลกาวเนี่ยแหละดิโลไม่รู้เยสโตลอดเลยเยสควอชชั่นอ่ะอะเยจีดิเยสควอชชั่นอิสเวรี่อิมพอร์ทันควอชชั่นเวลไลน์ซิกอ่ะอินเทรสเวลไลน์วันซัสอะควอชชั่นเดอะไมนด์บีคัมโพติลามะอิทเดนอิทโนสมอร์
used to learn about the mind and the interaction with what's happening, not just to enjoy the coffee. So it's not just to enjoy the coffee, it's to also be aware that you're of the enjoyment. And then he says to ask yourself, are you enjoying the coffee or is there just enjoyment itself?
Enjoyable.
He says you're saying you're enjoying the coffee, but is it possible to enjoy a taste? What is the mind enjoying? You taste something and it's gone, but the enjoyment remains.
So enjoyable to that.
No, it's just the knowledge actually, because we have been drinking the coffee for a while and paying no attention to
the coffee.
It was just our conversation.
Yeah.
But then when I asked the question, what do you think of the coffee? We became aware of the coffee and we could really enjoy the coffee. And then becoming aware of the coffee, there are many things about the coffee we could be aware of, the smell, the taste, the color, the texture.
Yeah.
And because this other person is also quite expert, we could talk about, oh, do you get this taste? Yes, this one's not bitter. And just the enjoyment of that coffee became richer and richer and richer.
Yeah.
It's sweet, yes. It, not so bitter, no. This one is thick, yes. So.
So he says, he understands your point of what you're saying. But he just wants to add that for practice, he says it's always better to bring in the state of mind and how it's interacting with the experience. Why has the mind begun to enjoy it more when it's more interested in the details. And then once you get to that detail, then ask yourself, is it that detail that's causing the enjoyment? Or is it the idea? Or is it the interest that's giving the joy? What is it that the mind is actually enjoying? At face value, we might think you're just... So that's investigation, but he says, I mean, you don't have to go there all at once. But, yeah.
Now, aku lo tu mego mego lagi dah masuk, jadi bukan lah.
But it's, what is important is that there was a question asked, and you see how the introduction of a question always deepens awareness into detail. What is happening? Why is it happening? How is it happening? Yeah. Any question always
helps.
He says when the mind asks a question and it doesn't know the answer yet, it always wakes the mind, awakens the mind because it wants to know.
I had quite an opposite experience to that. Pante had mentioned in the afternoon about looking and seeing.
Yes.
And after that, when I looked at something, I mostly saw color and shape. There was no engagement with like past preferences or liking or disliking. And I thought that was an interesting change. After Bhante drew attention to it.
To what Mina Nanjira to Ayum Europe who Lipong Yijara to the deep talai no po Singwan Zamu Achibro. Kanzamu kaum itu
juga.
Dalam
tu,
dalam tu jauh tua, oh cint tua.
Ayam ni
macam ni. Mau ayam no, pungsan no ni bro. Sekarang tipe bro, ini sama involvement
bro.
Waktu bro, tesis tu bro, huam bro tu, oh saya pun zazia kaum ni.
Mana kahaya tu? Tu saya pun zazia. Sekarang lolo dah saya pun zazia. Tapi kalau dia saya pun
zazia,
tu konsep yang tipe macam tu.
Enjoyment. So the difference between Bhante's and your experience, because you were interested in how the mind was working, so it was being aware, it was aware that it was looking, and when you're just aware that it's looking, then you see colors and shapes, but the mind is not so engaged. So you're not into the meaning of what you're seeing so much, meaning of what you're looking at. So there's interest in the fact that the mind is now experiencing it this way, but there's not the enjoyment, there's not the engagement with the object, so there's not the enjoyment coming up. Whereas in Bhante's case, because they were with the concepts, although in more detail, but they were with the concepts of the color, the texture, the, you know, and so on, so then enjoyment follows because there is the concept. So when there's more attention paid to the concepts in the experience, defilements follow naturally. But if the awareness is more with the nature of what is happening, the principles of the experience, then defilements are not so quick to follow.
No, that's not correct.
Yes.
My experience was joy in drinking a cup of coffee, not defilement. And it wasn't conceptualizing, we were talking about the experience.
Good. Pitao, coffee, the quet tau tau, joy pitare, kilita pitam hobre.
Joy about.
What do you mean by joy?
It was contentment, peace, happiness, the space of friendship.
Chenamu.
And just the experience of certain things we're drinking.
Coffee bomala, tiare bomala.
Mo, tua, tu ya kememu.
He says
well, there's this whole experience you're having. It's not just, but again, when there is joy, be aware of joy. And what is the mind on upon what is the mind feeling joy?
Yes, I'm just saying the pivot point happened. I was drinking a cup of coffee and
yes.
we weren't paying attention to the coffee. We were just talking.
Yes,
and
that
then
changed.
When I asked the question, what do you think of this coffee?
Changed
then it just changed our whole attention towards the direct experience of the coffee.
Yes.
And then both of us just gave a lot of attention to it. I can't speak for the other person's mind, but my own mind, I just noticed how the experience of what I was doing right then, which is drinking the coffee, became... Okay, there's a knowledge of the different aspects of the...
Could you say, he says, probably you felt joy because of the... When the mind begins to know things, because prior to the question, the mind was a bit in delusion. And once it became more clearly aware of the present moment experience, there is joy arising from the knowing of the moment.
Hmm.
There is joy in sadda. When you become more aware, there is a joy in being aware. When the mind is very clearly in the present moment, a joy arises with it. That's also one of the... Right? And that's not a kilesa.
No.
That's not a defilement. But it comes with the other attendant kusala minds, the awareness, the presence, and so on. And so there's joy. Yeah.
I sort of have a follow-up question from that in terms of... like practicing today, when perhaps I had thoughts and I noticed thoughts and so they quiet them, and then joy was spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that occasionally where I've been quite sad or lost in what you might say cliche, but then it's just dropped and joy's there. I really, obviously, that's very pleasurable. I guess the next thing is that is you know not hanging on to the joy and noticing the next thing. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, it seems to me that joy is a spontaneous place. The mind is when it's quiet. But that's my experience of when the mind quietens.
Yes.
There's this joyfulness. It's not a neutral. It's, for me, it's a joyful.
Yes.
It's very short, and then it changes.
Yes. He says, Sarah says it's fine. All you need to do is continue being aware.
Yes.
Like, don't hang on to that experience or anything, and just continue.
The bhavanam chitta pibasi.
Yes. Whatever happens naturally, let it happen.
Step back.
Yeah.
Just recognize. Step back. Recognize. That kaunna sura balula la not the lama sura.
Today
with
that coffee.
What did you say?
Old town white coffee from
oh. Old town.
Everybody is drinking that.
You can try it.
What if you said with brandy?
No brandy.
Brandy, yeah. Do you want me to have a party?
Brandy can muddle the mind.
Yeah.
Pain, bodily pains, and feeling anxious sometimes and fearful about it.
Is it a natural pain or just pain from sitting a long time?
Pain from sitting.
Yeah. Na rao bulu handle lo amule, na bulu bulu kome, ei boma. Sika so ying ni de, la me man chao de, chao la, na la.
Bun thai shui lo ya de so, di thai bun lo am chao de.
He says.
Bun thai shui lo ya, ma bu le.
First thing your mind must know is that if you really cannot take it, you can change your posture. Then the mind will not be so fearful.
Yes?
And then you must remind yourself that the pain is not yours. It's not, you are not in pain. Pain is a phenomena. It's a natural phenomena and it's arising. That's how you need to approach it.
ပြီးတော့မှအဲ့ပေးပေါ်မှာစိတ်ကဆိုးရင်နဲ့ကြောက်နေတယ်နာခံစားနေတယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီစိတ်ချင်းကိုကြည့်အောင
် And then when the pain arises right from the beginning watch how your mind is feeling towards it. Is it anxious? Is it already worrying about the pain? And then always remember to relax. Relax. And then what?
Feeling,
and then look at the feeling.
Feeling.
Don't look at the pain directly. Always look at how the mind is reacting. Always look at how the mind is reacting towards the pain. Whether the mind is reacting or it's how it's thinking towards the pain. Because if you look directly at the pain, you don't look at the mind, immediately the tension starts to grow in the mind. So you want to look at the mind to keep the tension down.
စိတ်ချင်းကြည့်မယ်စိတ်ချင်းကတကယ်လို့ယော့သွားပြီဆိုပြင်ကြမလို့ဘူးမယော့တော့ဘူးစိတ်ကသူ့ပိုးဖို့ဆိုးလာပြီဆိုတော့ဆွေးတင့်ပြီဆွေးရအောင
် You'll notice that so long as you can keep the mind relaxed the pain will be bearable when the tension starts to grow in the mind and the tension in the mind becomes unbearable is when you have to make yourself comfortable
ဘာကြောင့်လဲ
Okay
ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင်တရားထုတ်တာသူ့အစပိုင်းမှာပြောတော့ကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်တွေကိုပဲအကောင်းအောင်မွေးမှာ
The reason Siado tells you to practice in this way, yeah, to avoid when it's unbearable, is because you want to cultivate the good states of mind. The good states of mind. You don't want to cultivate akusala minds. If you sit and clench your teeth and bear unbearable pain, then what the mind is doing is reacting. There's a lot of aversion, so you're just cultivating a lot of akusala mind. So he doesn't want you to do that. You watch the reaction for as long as you are able. So the mind is still, there's still awareness and kusala. And when you're not able, you change your posture. So you start again from where you're able. So the awareness continues, you're not fighting. He says there's no need to look at the pain directly. As you watch the state of mind, he says you will notice how when the mind is more calm, how the pain feels. When the mind is more tense, how much more painful it feels. You'll see the relationship. Yeah, you'll understand the relationship between mind reaction
and experience. Mm-hmm.
So always only watch for as long as you are able.
Learning process.
It's a learning process, so you try your best. But once it's too much tension in the mind, then allow yourself to become comfortable.
Now, And
as you watch this, you become more and more able to relax the mind or watch to see, you know, and you might find it interesting to watch the relationship between the tension in the mind and the pain. So then you find you're slowly able to sit with it longer to understand it better. But each time you understand a bit more, which allows you to. He said, so don't be afraid. You can change your position anytime.
Sometimes it's so painful. You change yourself, it's still painful.
He said, because the mind has been reacting very strongly, you've been forcing yourself to sit.
Yeah, feel tense.
Yeah. မလူတယောက်ပြောတယ်ထိုင်နာနာနာအချိန်နဲ့ပြေပါအเจ้าမှာအချိန်ရှိတာအချိန်နဲ့ပြေပါမရှိရဘူးပျောက်သွားတယ
် He said that was a yogi. He was sitting with the pain. It was so painful. He couldn't stand it, but he was just forcing himself to sit. And then the clock struck. You know, there's in Burma, the clocks always strike the hour. And the clock struck. He hadn't moved yet, but there's no more pain. He was so relieved. So you see, once the mind is relieved, it doesn't feel painful anymore. Yeah.
But painful is the name
that painful is the name that aversion gives, that aversion dosa gives to a sensation.
Dosa la de kai ma shi di painful so le thing le piao twa mi lo tu a sait win sa le ayung de khu phit twa.
If you can really get to the point where you can relax your mind till there's no dosa, the mind is actually feeling quite neutral, you can look at that same sensation, you'll find it's just an interesting sensation to observe when the mind is able to relax that. Instead of a solid kind of hard sensation, it becomes much softer, more movement. Yeah, you'll find that.
Thank you.
So the same apply to joy?
Does the same apply to joy?
To do it.
Yes.
Liking and disliking.
Liking and disliking are
I own the Kuba ma sai ka reaction shi de so yin di ayon meditation object ni le mi yu sai ko yin no bo da lou a sai ka de ke neutral fit twa bi so ma twa ji da lo s82 a tu a na le lo ya
whenever we find, we feel joy or aversion towards an object, he said that object is not for meditation anymore. The joy or the aversion in the
or
mind
fear
becomes,
or whatever.
Yeah, the reaction in the mind becomes your object. You have to look at that until it becomes neutral again. When it's neutral and it's not feeling that same reaction, he says, look back at the object. Then you see the object as it is. No longer colored.
That time, ma, di che ma, di ayo, si si dang, ay do ma na le dang ma. Alu di ma kala sura ro. Define nga kala sura ro ba. Ni ma kala kala tat ha bi ba.
So without the coloring of the mind, he says, then when the mind is neutral and you look at an object, it is possible at that time to see it as it is. When the mind is colored, then it sees through that view. It's so
blue color, so everything
so
blue.
Ugly.
Yeah. And become depressed.
Blue mind.
So Saint Chini, yeah, Saint Chini was moody. We don't mean we would be on. Mean we would. I experience that. So experience, they say,
yeah. So we must remember that the state of mind colors our experience. The experience itself is never real. It is always colored by the color of the mind. He said, just like the members of our people in our own family. It's the same person. Sometimes we love the person to death. Sometimes we can't stand the person.
Sometimes very ugly. Sometimes very cute. Because of the distinction of what we do,
it's because of what you're feeling at that time. That's what colors your feeling towards the object. So if we only look at the object, we'll never know the truth about the object because it's colored already by
our feeling.
So when we
do no joy.
Sorry?
As such, joy is just something that we observe, aspects of the mind that we observe and that we experience and that we interpret as joy or that we label as joy.
Joy is not the game, was. Say yet. Mashira mo bolo kong tu ba experience to kubo
dry food so is pyo bo kong ne so tu pyo ma ba angry food so angry beautiful
Most of the time, I mean, because the word joy, it's used in Pali to mean kusala states like piti and so on. He says, but there is our simple worldly joy, our worldly happinesses, attachment, where there's attachment involved. And he says, all that is colored by our, if we think something is beautiful, then that's how we feel. When we think this thing is terrible, then we feel angry. When we think something is hateful, it's just angry.
Yeah. I just want to share something today. I've been having problems with pain, system of tummy, and I've tried many things, and it comes and goes. So some days I can get over the thing, but it's like a clock. Like I'll sit and then 35 minutes the pain will come. So it's like habitual. And I know I don't have to look at my watch. I know it's 35 minutes.
Already, what call are
you? He said you already called it.
Yeah. So what I tried today, after speaking about opening your eyes, at few shifts I tried. I just opened my eyes and I just seeing. I don't look. But all the time concentrating on what my mind state is.
Yeah.
I was very careful that it's the mind state I'm looking at and not me. And that worked.
No pain.
Yeah. So I closed my eyes again, it worked.
Yeah.
And it starts. I just opened a bit, look down, and then it starts. Again, it helped.
Yeah, that's it.
The first time we were speaking about opening eyes and the samadhi, the thing is still there.
Yeah, they cannot say chini lo ba.
So
it was very good. Yeah.
Actually, it's because you're watching your state of mind so carefully.
Yes.
So the mind is
calm. The body is calm.
So awareness is good. The mind is stable.
Yeah.
aware of the state of mind. Because you're aware of the state of mind, you maintain the stability of the mind. Mm-hmm. When the mind is stable, it's neutral. Because when the mind is neutral, a gross object cannot manifest itself. So there can be no painful. So when the mind becomes gross, it's agitated, that's when it can take in a gross object. That's when things can feel painful. So you must always watch the state of your mind.
So it's like positive thinking, even no matter how it's negative. Pain is negative. Can you do it like that?
Balavanana, positive thinking, loda aluga.
อมาอมานั้นขึ้นมาแล้วมันตัว positive ไปตุยอยู่ล่ะถ้าสึกกูเปลี่ยนเล่ล่ะเล่ล่ะถ้าอมานั้นตีบ่หมดตะตองตุยยะเลยตะตาเนี่ย
he's not advocating positive thinking because positive thinking is not real. You might be feeling painful and you're saying to yourself it's okay but it's not okay. So you're trying to change the state of your mind intentionally, but that's not really seeing clearly. What he's saying is, if it's painful, know that it's painful. Know how the state of mind is. The mind will be feeling tense and so on. See if you can relax it. If you can't relax it, you have to try and make yourself comfortable.
If
but
if
you can relax it, you can see how it might make So if you are able to maintain a state of mind where the mind is not attached and not averse, if the state of mind is stable, it's neutral, he says, then he says the mind cannot think something is nice or not nice, cannot think something is pleasant or painful. Do you understand? Pleasant and painful is the interpretation of a mind that has attachment or aversion. But when the mind is neutral, then the experience is just the experience. The moment something is pleasant, if you look in your mind...
Sometimes you are positive in a way. But unconsciously, you say, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. But you don't have to do it. You are positive, but you don't have to do it. To get positive, you don't have to do it. So... You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
So with positive thinking and all, he says, sometimes if the negativity in the mind is not very deep-rooted, you can think of something positively and it can wash over the negativity and you sort of feel better. But some negativities are very deep-rooted. You can tell yourself it's okay or it will be okay, but the mind, the inner mind will never accept it. The subconscious mind doesn't accept it. Then it doesn't matter how positive you try to be, it won't really feel positive.
Conflict.
Then the mind starts to have inner conflict. So the important thing...
Yes, right.
So the important thing is the right view, to see it as it is happening. When this is like this, how is the mind? When the mind is like this, how is that? To see it as it really is all the time. Then you see the relationship between it and what is colored and what is not.
Unconscious level
Sierra used to tell people to first accept what's happening, and that sort of makes the mind feel a bit better. But sometimes deep inside, the mind doesn't really accept it. So at a very subtle level, it still feels tension towards whatever it's experiencing and so on. But if you are able to see what the mind is feeling and so on, he says, then you become able to see the actual resistance in the mind, the fact that the mind is not accepting. When you are able to see that, in fact, he says, you're not supposed to try and accept, because that's artificial. What you're supposed to do is recognize the mind is not accepting this. Yes.
Beginning,
Yeah. So, but for initial instructions, some yogis are not able to see what they're feeling, or not able to catch the subtle, resistances in the mind and all. Then he just tells them to just try and accept it. And initially that helps, because it helps them to watch it for a little longer, and hopefully that helps them to see the reaction in the mind. That's the purpose of it. But if you can see what's happening in the mind, then don't try to accept anything anymore. He says if you see that the mind is not accepting
this
something,
real.
That's what's real.
That's the real.
Yeah, pay attention to that. Be aware of that.
There's some things you've been talking about that seems to be like about colorfully, skillfully coloring the mind. Like if the mind is very drowsy, to open the eyes, or if there's just too much pain to
change position.
Yeah, carefully change position. And like this is also a very beautiful place. Like maybe you're talking about going to a certain time falls. Are there these skillful spaces that we can bring into our practice that help at times? Not as major components of the practice, but to deal with difficulties, or to deal with painful situations, or just to give some breathing space
Some people experience very strong aversion, like at the center, they can't get over their aversion. He can't explain it to them logically. Then he tells them to just forget about everything. Don't note the aversion or anything. Just go and forget about it. Just go and look at the sky or something. And that lightens the mind because they're not in it so much anymore. And once there's space, the mind stabilizes, then they can go back to it.
But actually, what I found is more in if I'm sitting a long period of time and I can be pushing the mind to be with the breath, and there has been a kind of aversion starting to creep in, but it's like just like a slightly sour milk, just ever so slight, but already the thing is tainted. So sometimes I like to reflect again with a question, just to stand back and think, is it sweet or sour, and just to check. I learn that seems to be helpful to me, because otherwise I can be just pushing.
Tua thayne khama ne tua ho anapana o shu bo tua takhat le lo lo ne a be the ne dilo
khe ne
right right I say ta a ya da ne chin la de ne do ne da me takhat le tu ko tu me de ho da tu twet a thauk ko phit da ba chho ra la chin la tu ne ne me chin sait ka ne ne ho ne ne wei kwa mu ya da bo
khwe ne na so lo ya da right 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 me ni le ko ne
yes
to a lo ku me lo
This pushing that you're talking about, it's sort of like the mind gets too involved in the work itself. Yes, instead of checking to see.
Trying to do.
And it's chasing the object. It's not
your life.
Watching
it.
So it gets so much into the action that it's not using any. It's not using any wisdom. Right. There's no wisdom around it. It's just doing it.
I call it like being a
sledgehammer on the wall.
And your question helps you to move
back.
Why am I banging at this
wall? Just take a walk.
He said it's like a gambler, you know, on a losing streak. He says, particularly for meditation yogis, what happens is if they've had a good experience, they try to have it again. They're expecting it to happen again. And when it doesn't, they try harder and harder and harder. That's a losing streak. Yes.
So
when meditating, it's always good to give yourself some space, not to be in a hurry to achieve. Give yourself some breathing room. Think a little bit about it. How should I practice? How should I approach this?
Just a basic question on walking meditation. How do you focus on the leg lifting and?
When he was very young, yes. Now he just asks, what is the mind aware of? What am I conscious of? He doesn't have any target anymore. He has no specification about what he can be conscious of. It's just what comes into the consciousness. If you feel lost from just asking what am I aware of, if that makes you feel lost, he said you can start by just being aware of your motion, your feet, you know. He said, but very gently, not like trying to pay attention to it properly, but very gently being aware of it. And when you're gently aware of it, you will notice that other things are impinging on you. You can't help but feel the sunlight or the brightness or the this or that or the other. Allow yourself to know that. So your mind will start, the attention will start moving from your feet to something, from the feet to something. So just naturally.
I suppose it's not, it's natural to feel sometimes you're aimless, I suppose.
Takhatli, but
it's easy to feel aimless.
Bhati aamlesu takhatli seka. Yes, when it feels aimless, give it a purpose, stick it to something, and then it will come back. Yeah.
At least for the start.
For a start, yes, yeah. Always, yes.
Yeah. When a person becomes aware of the awareness setting and it's been practiced every day, and does it have an effect on the body, like there's no grounding form, it's very light?
The mind.
The
deep jaja ta ne dai ta le lu khana ko ma ta khu phit la khana ko po la de lu phit da hou la
hou le
yeah
khana ko po la mo sai sai ga po la
it's not the body that's big, it's not physical, it's mental. The mind is feeling light.
Mucha sai ko pyan ni mi sai ko nau shu tat da le မချာမချာပေါ့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်လေးတော့စပါတယ်မချာမချာစိတ်ကိုမေးပါစိတ်ဘယ်လိုနေလဲတတိရှိတဲ့တေချာလားအဲ့လိုမေးကုန်းမျိုးလေးမေးတော့မတိမတာစိတ်ကိုအာရုံပြုပြီးသားဖြစ
် He says during the day, I mean, you will mostly be aware of physical things because it's easy. He says remember to ask ourselves, how is the mind? How am I feeling? I'm conscious, I'm aware now.
Are you sure?
Yes. But he doesn't want you to answer the question. He wants you to just ask the question and allow the mind to find it. When the mind asks a question, the attention of the mind is already brought to the answer. So like if he asks you now, what do I look like? Then you will all look at him. So the question suggests the answer, but you don't have to look for it. The mind will. If you think of your ear now, instantly your attention is there. Just instantly. Which ear? If you think feet, you suddenly with the feet. So the mind's attention is always what it's thinking about, at where it is. That's why he says to know something, you don't need a lot of energy. Just need to incline. So when you understand the way the mind works, he says then you can use the mind. But it's because we don't understand the mind that we use so much energy to try to do things.
Knowing, so
He says, knowing is actually the nature of the mind. It is one of the names of the mind, is knowing, aware, you know. So, the mind cannot not know. So you don't have to make an effort to know. The nature of the mind is to know.
ကိုယ်လောကမှာအာနေနေတဲ့တတိရှိဖို့ပဲပူတတိရှိတာလေးကိုအာမရှိတဲ့အတွက်သူ့အာဖြစ်ပြီးတော့
What we are lacking is actually he calls it strength. It's more a sort of gatheredness, a momentum of being conscious of the nature of the mind, which is knowing. And when you know that long enough, he says that there is a power to it that you just weren't conscious of before.
ယောဂီတော့မှာတိတ်ညံ့ညံ့မရှိဘူး။ယောဂီစူးစမ်းမှာဘာမှတိတ်မရှိဘူး။သုံးခုပဲရှိတယ်။မနေ့ကလည်းပြောပြီ
း
။အယူမှန်ဖို့စူးစမ်းတယ်။တတိရှိဖို့စူးစမ်းတယ်။ထိနာဖို့စူးစမ်
း။ So the yogi he says there's not a lot of work you need to do because you're not trying to achieve anything. You're just trying to do three things. He said it this morning. Have right view, become conscious, and sustain it. It's very simple work. There is no end to be achieved. Just that in the present moment.We're not going anywhere. We're not trying to reach anything or create anything. There is no hurry because there's no destination. The present moment is already here.
Yes, I think I've been asking myself, how does the mind feel about this object, for example, expecting that? And intuitively, you have this sense that I feel something.
Mm.
But I thought that mindfulness was going to give me an answer, but I think you're just telling me that the question is the more important thing.
Yeah.
Not.You know, and then just accept how the mind is about that.
Yeah.
You don't have to give it a label, just...
No.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think you just give me my money's worth, you know.
These accountants are there, stand right.
The mind doesn't need to give you an answer.
သူကလိုက်လိုက်သူမှမေးကိုရှိတယ်သူကသူလုံးနေပြီးသားသူကမေးတယ်စိတ်ကဘယ်လိုခံစားနေဒါပေမဲ့တကူခံစားနေတယ်လို့သူကဘာလဲသူတီးတယ်လို့
မ
တီးတယ်လို့ဒါပေမဲ့အခုမှဦးစင်းပြောတော့မှရသွားပြီမေးကမေးဖို့ပဲအဖြေလို့ထားဖို့မလို့စိတ်ကသူကသူတီးတယ်လို့ပဲကျန်တာရေးမကြည့်ဘူးနာမည်လည်းတတ်ဖို့မလို့
မေးကစိတ်ဝင်စားဖို့မေးတာဒါပဲ
Yes the question is just to
ingest
to bring in yes
Not for answer. Not for answer.
Not for the answer.
Yeah. No, I was getting that.
Yes, you're getting
me directly now.
Yes.
Help me.
Yeah, losing for like that. Yeah. Since I'm there, you can try that. Don't worry.
你看，现在的话，都没功夫，都都没得干。
He says for the try to find the politically correct answer word. Some minds have a propensity to naturally be inclined to think more, to question more. Yeah.
Intelligence is there. A lot of people learn like that. The logo to the kind of logo to send up. A lot of send up answer question at all.
Naturally.
But no important time, leh. But no important change important time, leh.
Yeah. We're all naturally intelligent in different ways.And you'll notice that whatever your mind has more interest in, whatever your mind is more inclined to, he says, you just have to do it once or twice and your mind will start innovating. It'll find ways to do it better, more quickly, more efficiently, more beautifully. The mind always does that. And that's a natural process of mind. Same thing happens to
me.
But if you're not proficient in something, when your natural intelligence is not inclined to something, say somebody doesn't understand computers and how they work, no matter how many times you get to it, you just can't get the logic of it. Yeah, so that sort of thing. So this practice of awareness, he says, is...A practice of the marrying of awareness with wisdom. There must be wisdom to guide the awareness. We can't just blindly be conscious and not really knowing what the purpose is. When we are just aware continuously, what we do get is samadhi. That's a natural cause and effect relationship. If you're continuously aware, samadhi will arise.But wisdom, further wisdom may not arise. may not arise.
I want to ask something about extending the winning streak. Because this wisdom mind, it can jumps on the, you know, you had a good experience, and then the next sitting you go along and it's all falling apart again.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I just feel like in my own thing is that you get into a good experience, and then the next time you seem to be starting at a much more refined level, and you kind of miss that trail. You know, you don't see the signals that you used earlier on, like maybe the previous sitting you had a more coarse breath or your walking was more obvious.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, a strong or enjoyable experience and you think that that's good. And then the next sitting, you can't find the breath, you can't find the walking. I was just sort of wondering about, like, Siardal's advice on extending the winning streak rather than... You know, sometimes we talk a lot about problems, but I'd like to talk about
how to extend the winning
loading
streak.
The dice.
Yeah. 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 Oh, usi ya show me mera of your it. Tamai nai nai lu ne set set nai bu.
Chou sa la le.
Ba lo lo. Tchou lu lout tat de le.
Eh,
ai lout tat pho tua pyo de. Upama tu pyo de. Usi pyo de no. Tchou yogi le thain na kaung pyin, thain na ma kaung no. Tu ko dai tu jwe de no. Ho kaung pyin ta kha le naw tu thain ja. မို့နောက်တစ်ထိုင်ကြရင်စရာပိုကောင်းနေပြီဒါပေမဲ့ဘလို့လို့ဖြစ်သွားလဲမသိဘူးတခါလေကျတော့
အဲ့ဘလို့လို့ဖြစ်သွားမှမသိတာပြတ်တော့
တခါလေ
အဲ့အပြိဘယ်လိုလဲ
တခါလေကျတော့ဥပမာဒီတစ်ထိုင်ဒီတစ်လျှောက်မှာ तू ကဟိုတိတာကြမ်းကြမ်းလေး
တ
ိတာတော့ကြမ်းကြမ်းလေးတိရင်တိရင်နဲ့ဟိုကောင်းတဲ့အဲ့ချော
သွားတယ
်ကောင်းတဲ့ဟာဖြစ်သွားတ
ယ်စိတ်ကွာလေးနဲ့ပဲဆိုင်နေ
ဒါပေမဲ့နောက်တစ်ထိုင်ကျတော့ဒီလိုမရတော့ဒ
ီအဲ့တော့ခုနကပြောလို့ဒီ own experience မှာလည်းမရဒီစိတ်အခြေအနေနဲ့အနိုင်ဆိုင်ကိုကစိတ်အခြေအနေကိုမတွေ့တဲ့အကြောင်းမသိဘူ
း This is the loaded dice and the winning streak it's just like the expert gambler he sort of knows the patterns of the way the dice rolls and particularly a shuffler's hand the dealer's hand right they change dealers when you're on a winning streak So it's the same thing. He says, you mentioned how sometimes you're in one sitting and it's been good, and then the next sitting, it just becomes more refined, although you don't know what led to that. He says, therein lies the problem. We don't know what led to that. What happened in the mind? What was the mind thinking in between?
So,
it's only when you see whatever happens in the mind that you'll start to recognize whether, you know, the mind remained neutral and unexpectant of anything and therefore it got to a more refined level or maybe some defilements came and then you find in the next sitting that nothing seems to be, you
know, you can't, it doesn't come back.
So that's why continuity is important because especially continuity of awareness of how the mind is thinking and reacting to everything and thinking about things. Because then you see the answer to what the next effect
is caused.
One of the things he tells yogis, if they had a good sit, don't get up. Think about what you did. What was the attitude of the mind? You were having a coarse breathing. What was the attitude? It was, you know, and then it became better. Did the mind think anything? Same with when it was not good. What was the mind thinking? Why was it agitated? What was it wanting? What was it not liking? And then from repeated checking of this, the mind finally begins to learn its lessons, finally begins to realize these practices are not helpful, these sort of thoughts are not helpful, and when it gives them up by itself, when it realizes this is not helpful for itself, it learns the lesson, then it gives it up.
Learn the lesson, this is important.
But of course, you can't force that either, the mind's got to learn the lesson.
Cannot learn the lesson, cannot change.
No, but sometimes it's just the mind. It seems like it doesn't like to be ahead, so it likes to go back to suffering.
Do say that, right? Say that. तू मटोट अच्छे तो लोग हैं ना तू दो खाबे को प्यार प्यार तो आजे तो लोग हैं ना
मटोट अच्छे ना कुना प्यार की वो भालू भाव में मटू मटू तो तब पुणे कुना लोग अम्मे लोग नहीं हुई थी लोग नहीं तब मारे लोग नहीं तो लोग यार नहीं पुलो जिनो ला मैं यार लोग नहीं तो लोग यार
he says I mean that's a philosophical you know maybe a quest this thing but
maybe I'm not explaining it once again. I just noticed that when it's going quite like I've had a good sitting and then the next time it's extremely maybe it's very refined. Mm-hmm. I find I need to be very very patient. One is just to have a memory of the patterns.
Yeah.
that this tends to happen.
Yeah.
That now the mind is actually in quite a good state, that it's seeing much more refined things.
Yes.
I need to be more and more patient.
Yes.
And just allow that energy, focus, whatever it is, to build up in the mind by itself.
Yes.
And just then I start to see the details coming up. Then
yes.
The breath starts to become more crisp and clear again.
Correct.
The steps become more crisp and clear, and the joy, the happiness of what I'm doing becomes more clear. Because for some time I can be, like you can say, in a space, it's a space of knowing, but there's not a lot of object.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes.
And I just need to be
patient
and
yes.
allow it to come up again. But I feel like as I've shot myself into a good space, and now I just need to be patient with it, rather than going out and doing something on purpose to what I call making myself suffer, because then the suffering is the object, and that's coarse, obvious, rather than these more subtle states of the mind, like being in a good space, being the zone.
Yeah.
จะคันลีตัวบลูคันซ่าแล้วสรุปตัวอัธรมุมมันเนาะก้าวลาไปสวยเนี่ยตัวบลูตะนี้ทําไปสรุปบ้ามันไม่ลงเนี่ยใส่เป็ดชิยามั้ยอายุเนี่ยปอเต็มมวยลาไปแต่ไม่ตีกันโลมั้ยทําไมดาวใส่ชิยาได้ดาวเนี่ยบ้ามันไม่ลงเนี่ยใส่ชิรอตีเป็ดตีนี่แอสเวนทูพีวีซิกาอาชิลายชาพิลาแล้วโพตีลาแล้วคนโนเทชาลาแล้วทําไมเต็มมวยรอเต็มมวยเลยโหตั้วรอตะคู่ลงลายใส่กะดุขะเออเปลี่ยนสเวลวินดะโลมั้ยโอเคยูอาร์เอ็กแซคทลี่ไรท์เอ
what we do need is this steadiness. This, I think patience is the right word, is to will ourselves, allow ourselves to just be with it as it is, every moment, boring or interesting or not. Just allow it to be like that. And then as you go on, it will expand, it will sharpen, it will grow. And that patience is primary. And he said something. He said just now, because you used the word get ahead. He says, there is no need to get ahead. There's no need to go anywhere. He says, so long as you are working steadily, you can't not move ahead. You will keep moving. You can only not move as much as you want. But so long as you keep working, the movement will continue. So you're always getting ahead. The work brings its own result. We don't have to think about what's going to come or what it should be. We just have to do the work. And the reward is just what it's supposed to be. We get what we deserve. We can't wish for more.
So craving nature got the result of
mimio.
But craving wisdom nature got the job with people.
But craving always wants more. It thinks it should be something else. It thinks it should be better. But wisdom knows that the cause is what we can work with. The effects are beyond our control. So it just works at being patient and doing the work.
As much as you do, as much as you get already. Only the kakuriya diao la piola. Ato chini diao wale.
He said someone came to the center and he had come all like revved up wanting to practice, and when Siara said to him, you will only get as much as you put in, you cannot get more than what your mind puts in, he said he suddenly fell flat. He said, I don't feel like practicing anymore.
I said better, it's better. grief. No more powerful.
Because there's no more grief, he says it's better.
Well, no one is now.
The Koreans come like that. They're full of vigor. They come to achieve. They're ready to work. So he has to tell them, calm down. He says he's always putting on the brakes on all the yogis.
Today, sleep, rest. Not ready yet, right? They want to anxiety, agitation, and jet lag, and also not very good. No need to hurry because of this for life. Mm. This practice for life. You need to, first, you need to understand how to practice right way. Then you can practice the whole life.
Yeah.
Don't need to worry, hurry. Okay?
Yeah.
Can you ask me what is the description of Nirvana is?
Description of Nirvana?
Sorry?
Describe Nirvana.
Yakin dia ni mana? Dah tu tidak ada kawan lewat. Lepas tu nak mahu mesin ini mana?
Sarah only knows the theory behind it. It says where there is no greed, anger, or delusion is Nirvana.
But Babylon, the object Nirvana orang mesti. Yaga mesin dia sih, dora mesin dia sih, moha mesin dia sih, guna Nirvana. Tu pion apa sih?
Yeah. He says he doesn't know about Nirvana as an object. Yeah. But he says, I mean, what the Buddha has described, the mind without greed, aversion, or delusion in is.
So, this is the same thing.
He says, so how he sees it is, he says, he can understand that a mind can be without greed, aversion, or delusion in a moment. He says, so he worked towards that and refining that. The object that's Nirvana, he doesn't know whether that exists or not, so he forget about it. Just work on this. He says the mind is a bit closer to us, more familiar to us.
Bali.
Kusara mind is Nibbana, it means there's no Loba Dosa Moha.
Kudo Seika Nibbana, Loba Dosa Moha Mashi.
Nya Kudo Seika, Dama Nya Seika, Nya Kudo Seika, Dama Dikudua, Volubioma.
I wouldn't say that. Nibbana is the object of a particular mind. It's the Mega Jnana and the Pala Jnana. Jnana is wisdom, yes? So a particular kind of wisdom mind has Nibbana as its object. But not all minds take Nibbana as the object.
Jnana or citta.
So that's why we mustn't look for the object or chase the object. We have to change the mind. Because when we change the quality of the mind, the mind takes the object that matches its quality. The mind always takes the object that matches its quality. He talked earlier about subtle minds not being able to have gross objects. Yes? In the same way, once that the mind's quality is strong enough and it matches that level of purity. So you're not in charge. Yes, you're not in charge. It's the work of wisdom. When that wisdom strikes,
can you elaborate on the word wisdom that he's trying to
explain? Any nyango shimpialo yamla. He says when it happens, you will know.
Apilu ya tu ni. Dia udah bawa mapau di shimpiale, niau shimpialo le.
Because there are things that are currently beyond our understanding. Even normal vipassana jnanas. Vipassana jnanas, yeah? They're not nakutra jnanas. He says we can understand things, for example, understanding things as they are, that things are as they are, understanding anicca at a, you know, at a, what's the word?
Conceptual level.
I'm trying. What's the word?
Elementary.
No, when it's when you can't touch it, it is
intangible.
Not intangible. Forget it. Another day. Yes, but you know, there are things to be understood even in the worldly sense. You know. He will tell you. As a concept, he'll use words which are concepts, but the true understanding of it can be very deep. So each person, as much as we understand, that's the level to which we imagine it. When we have a new understanding, we suddenly realize another level of it, but whether somebody else matches that or not is, you know,
Because with the practice that we get taught in the monastery, the wisdom that comes along with the mindfulness is
the wisdom that comes along with
the wisdom that you practice along with the mindfulness or
mindfulness,
the wisdom that you practice is to see things as not belonging to ourselves, or seeing the uncertainty of things, or seeing things that which are suffering. So I'm just wondering what kind of approach Sayadaw takes. Does he, what kind of wisdom does he actually use when things come up in the mind?
Siyaro's tendency is to use anatta, that things are just as they are,
personal,
not personal. Or, you know, there are many ways you can explain it. At the same time, Seattle is very wary about people intellectualizing it too much.
Yeah.
If you keep talking to yourself and just ramming the right view in all the time, then you just have your theory and you don't have an understanding, which is why he said ask the question, but don't look for the answer. So once is enough, not to keep repeating it to yourself all the time.
Because
this asking the question is very new to me. I've never practiced the Buddhist practice in this way. I don't have a clear understanding of it.
He says his, when he was young and when he was practicing, that's how his siyara got him interested. He would ask him a question like, oh, what do you notice about? He would ask him, when do you have rising and when do you have falling? Why do you have rising and falling? So he went off and tried to find the answer by himself.
Okay.
Simple questions, but it makes the mind look Why is there rising of the abdomen?
Because we breathe.
So which happens first? Do you breathe first?
I don't know, I could ask my mom that.
His teacher was never give him the answers. He would have to go and find it himself. Because of that, he he started to learn to ask himself questions as well. And then when he gets the answer to any question, maybe not all of them, whenever he gets an answer, he's very happy. You know, that gives him joy. That's what brought interest for him into the practice. You know, he became really interested because it was like a giant puzzle and he had so much fun with it.
And does the answer help you let go of your problems?
When you do get the answer, automatic. When you get the right answer.
Depressed, you know,
when he was depressed at home, when he was a lay person, he was depressed. He asked himself, why is the mind suffering? And it took him 2 years. But he just asked himself that.
What was his answer?
He says, when the mind doesn't see it in the right way, that's when the mind suffers. So when the mind doesn't know what's right, what's wrong, doesn't know, you know, the truth about the thing, he says, then it just has its own idea. It thinks this is better or that is better, and then it clings to what it thinks is nice, and then it suffers because of what it's holding on to.
So could we go back over again some of these elements of wisdom so that we understand a bit clearer? So some of it is like asking a question, setting up the question, you know, so that the mind kind of automatically starts to look, gather the information that ultimately brings it together to give the answer. So one aspect is setting up the question, then maybe another aspect is being patient with whatever is occurring. Another aspect is seeing, the seeing where the mind is just seeing, gathering information. So what are these aspects of wisdom, so that we can maybe close on this question with what is wisdom? Or at least get the whole discussion on what is wisdom.
ဖြစ်စီတာပေါ့ဥစဉ်သုံးတာဒီမိငုံမေးတာပေါ့ဒါပေမဲ့သူ့မှာတတ်တတ်ရှိတယ်လေမိငုံမေးပြီးတော့ကိုကစိတ်လည်းရှည်ရမယ်
yeah
အဖြစ်လည်းမရှာဘ
ူး right right
နောက်ပြီးတော့ကိုကြည့်လည်းမြင်လည်းမြင်နေရမယ်
yeah တွေ့လည်းတွေ့နေရမ
ယ်တွေ့လည်းတွေ့နေရမယ်အဲ့ဒါမှစိတ်
ကအကုန်စုံမှ
yeah
right
yes
အခုတည်းမှတော့အကြောင်းအများကြီးရှိတယ် yeah right
I think you've actually named it yeah these are the different parts of it that, you know, there is the asking of a question and then the being open to not having an answer, the patience, and then to allow the mind to just gather whatever it is. And again, the patience. Because you might not always get an answer, so you cannot seek the answer.
I think Siyadaw's mentioning about patterns is very useful. Like, so the mind has patterns of lobha, dosa, moha,
yeah,
being hatred, delusion. But then it also has skillful patterns. Lobha, dosa,
moha.
So, like letting go, whatever is happening, this is karma, this is what's going on.
Well, that's understanding.
Yeah. And just let go of, you know, thinking about things.
Yes.
And just experience things directly.
Yes.
These kind of things.
Yeah.
So patterns is very, it's a nice word that Ajahn or Siyadaw has for wisdom as well.
Yeah.
Seeing patterns, but also remembering patterns.
Yes.
Like the Buddha gives us these patterns, models of the world.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a lot of suffering because we have the wrong model.
Yes. Say your pattern, which I'm purely, habit fit it. I'm not the pure, my counter habit, she the look, my counter habit, la fit it. ဒီ counter habit တွေမှာဟို counter habit တွေဥပမာဦးဇင်းပြောရဲခုနစိတ်ကဒီလိုလုပ်ရင်ဒီလိုကောင်းတယ်ဆိုတာမြေယုံနေမကောင်းမှတ်လည်းမှတ်မိရမယ
်
ကိုမှတ်သားထားရ
မယ
်နားလည်ရမယ်မှတ်သားထားရမယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့ the last thing you said don't you
models of the world
အဲ့တော့ဖခင်ကဒီ dimension ပြထားတယ်ဒါအကြောင်းဒါအကျိုးဒါအကြောင်းဒါတွေရှင်းပြထားတခါတလေကိုကဘဟုတုတမရှိတော့တခါတလေ wrong model ကိုထားလိုက
်ဒီ
အကြောင်းကဒီကောင်းတဲ့အကျိုးဖြစ်တယ်လို့ထင်ပြီးတော့မကောင်းတဲ့အကျိုး
information မှားနေ
Yeah အဲ့လိုမျို
း information မပြည့်စုံတာလို့မှားနေတာလို့ရှိရင်တော့အဲ့ဒါကိုကြားနေရောကြည့်နေရော
because I my experience is I grew up in Catholic Ireland, zero Buddhism. I go to Burma, 100% Buddhism.
Yeah.
Okay, so even if people are not practicing meditation or anything, they have some basic concepts, some basic models of the world, and their models of the world are quite different to the models of the world where I grew up. So Anicca Anatta Dukkha is an automatic model almost for Burmese, but for people in the West know God is a force and all this kind of thing.
Mm.
And so things happen naturally, like a tsunami or a cyclone in Burma. Mm. You ask people, what's wrong? Natural. Ask people in or New Orleans,
God.
God,
okay.
This is a, what's it called? Yeah, they say, even legally they call it a
act of God, yes.
See, so different model, different information, different wisdom.
Yeah.
So Bhante's question is very important. What? Sometimes I think Burmese shadows forget that the world.
They always pushing.
You know, just sit down, meditate, bang against the wall.
Yeah.
That is a very important
อกุณะตัวเปล่าเนาะพญาอ่ะตินไปเลยมาดูเลยใช่อาจารย์โจอาจารย์โจไม่ရှင်းပြထားတာရှိတယ်ဟိုအနေစာအကြောင်းပြောတယ်နတ်အကြောင်းပြောတယ်ဒုက္ခနာအဲ့တော့ဥပမာဗမာပြည်မှာမွေးတဲ့လူတိရိဝင်ကမွေးတဲ့လူတွေကြတော့အဲ့ဒီဟာအမြဲအကြမ်းနေတော့ဘာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်သူတို့စိတ်ထဲမှာဒါဒီ the bone နဲ့ရှိတယ်ရှူတယ်ရောမနတိကာရလို့တဲ့ဟုတ်လားဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့တော့သူပြောတယ်ဥပမာဒါပေမဲ့သူတို့ကြတော့ဖျ ဖို့မှာအမေရိကန်မှာတချို့နေရာတွေမှာသူကအဲ Catholic တအားပြင်းထန်တယ်သူတို့မင်းပါလဲအဖေရလို့တာ
ဟုတ
်ဟုတ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးသူတို့ဥပဒေထဲမှာတော့စကလုံးအရာသူက
actor ဖေရအပြစ်ပေးတာ
အဖေရအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်သူကပြောတယ်အခုနောက်ပိုင်းတိမေးတဲ့ဟာအရေးကြီးတယ်တဲ့ဘာဆိုတော့ဟိုဥစဉ်အရှင်ဘုရားတို့ကဒီဒီအထွေးတွေနဲ့မွေးလာတာအ
ဲ့
တော့ကိုကအရေးမကြီးလို့ထင်တယ်ဒါအောင်တဘာဝလို့ယူဆတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူတို့ထွက်ကတဘာဝမဟုတ်သူတို့မချဘူးအခုမှအသေးဆုံးဖြစ်တယ်သူတို့လက်ခံနိုင်တယ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်အသေးစိတ်မရှင်းပြဘူးပေါ့တပီတော့ကဒီတိုင်းပြောနေကြလို့ပဲပြောနေတာ
အဲကြောင့်အဲ့လိုပေါ့ information တွေပို့ပေးရတယ
် Yeah he says this information he talked about right information today this information about whether you call it the models you know that you know the principles of the worldand so on. He says, yes, if we get right information, it lessens our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
How important do you think to stick with one teacher? You know, like we have a million and one Dhamma talks and computers and all that.
Yeah.
Really, you know, like, I feel like, well, I have a good teacher already, and, like, you know, like, I've been practicing Sadhana Prasadi and all that. Yeah. My mind's really, like, trained into that. It just really wants to go that. Yeah. It's natural for it.And it really sometimes is really confusing. Like I like to listen to this talk, but then it kind of theorizes in me of like, oh, should I do this or that and that? You know, like you just get so much information.
Mm-hmm.
What does Sayadaw think about sticking with one teacher, or one teaching? Or, you know, should we go for that or try to gather all this information?
Open note, huh? Or try it one more.
Two same time, man. You see, I was after young and need out below you, Sally. Two same time, man. ဒီကသူအခုရတဲ့အထုံးကိုသူသဘောချတယ်ကျင့်တယ်စိတ်ကအယံဝင်စားတယ်ဒါအချိုးလက်ရှိတယ်အယံလုတ်ချင်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုအခုဆိုရင်ကွန်ပျူတာဖွင့်လိုက်ရင်ပဲထောင်နဲ့ထောင်ထောင်အများကြီးပဲဦးစင်ဟာလေးကိုနားထောင်လာလက်စိတ်ဝင်စားဒါပေမဲ့နားထောင်ချက်လာတယ်တဲ့ဟိုရှော့သွားမှဆိုလို့အဲ့တော့ဆရာတယောက်နဲ့ကိုကျင့်တဲ့ချိန်နေတာဥပမာအဲ့ဒါကောင်းလားဘလို့ဦးစင်ယူဆမှာဘလို့ရှိဦးစင်နဲ့ဆရာတယောက်နဲ့ပဲကြာကြီးပဲမဟုတ
်ဆရာတယောက်ပြီးမဲ့သူကလိလာတာပဲတခြားလည်းလိလာတာပဲဆရာ perfect ဖြစ်လို့ကိစ္စမရှိဘူးဆရာ perfect မဖြစ်ဘူးလို့ဟုတ်လို့မလား
အဲ့ဒါကိုယ်မှာဒုက္ခရောက်နေတာလားပုံမှန်ဟုတ်တည်တာ
အဲ့တော့ကိုယ်နည်းနည်းတော့ဖွင့်ထားမှာအကုန်ပိတ်မထားတယ်တခုတည်းပိတ်မထားတယ်သူဆရာကသူဆရာမလည်းသူ့ကိုဘာပြောလဲဆရာနားမတတ်နဲ့လို့ပြောတယ
်Okay, it's not, there's no hard and fast rule. If you, he says, basically, what you need is a good teacher. If you find your teacher beneficial for you, then that's what you do. He just wants you to remember not to close all the doors. His own teacher, he practiced with his own teacher for a long time, from when he
was a child.
But he, for him, his teacher was like a confidant. So he would try other things, then he'd come back and tell his teacher about it and have his teacher's view on it. Not that he necessarily, as a young child, as a teenager, or you know, when he was a bit older, listened to everything his teacher said at that time. But when he got older, these things made, you know, when he had more experience in meditation and all, you know, it all came back to him. He tried many things. He's not saying that you must.
He's just saying,
use, let your own wisdom decide what's right for you all the time, in every moment. His own teacher said to him, don't anamatane. It's like, you know, when you have a sleeve, you finish the sleeve by sewing a seam. He says, don't sew the seam on your teachers. His teacher said, so don't
finish it.
Don't finish off, don't stop learning, basically.
Yeah, don't stop learning.
And I think now there's a lot of people who are just shopping.
That can be confusing. That's because their own wisdom is not strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe they're looking for something that resonates with them. Yeah, this happened in the Buddha's time too, right? The Kalama Sutta talks about that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the Buddha was there. Now the Buddha's not here.
Mm-hmm.
So ask yourself, is your greed, aversion,
increasing?
Do you feel your awareness, your samadhi is getting better day by day? The good quality with your mind. So if you're in an environment with a teacher where the good qualities of your mind are getting better, you find that you're learning more and more about how to deal with the negativities and so on, he says, then stay there. Positively.
He says,
when you think of something, and even the thought of it, you know, disturbs the mind, he says, then don't think of it that way. Don't follow that thought.
Mm.
The Buddha said not even to take his word for it, isn't it?
To find out for yourself.
Yeah.
So he says, what we need to just do is cultivate our own awareness, samadhi, our wisdom, and our wisdom will lead us. It will show us the way. What's right and what's not right.
Go say, go say.
Your mind is your own teacher.
He
says, this mind is the teacher, but this mind is also its own student. I was just thinking back to when you were speaking just now, and I don't know whether he answered the. I don't think you were asking a question as such earlier.
No, I am asking a question. I'd like Siado to expound a bit more on wisdom. What the bhikkhu asked was something very useful when I considered what he said, which is we have different ideas of wisdom in the West. We have these ideas that it is something critical and it chops things up, it conceptualizes things.
Yes.
And in the Buddha Dhamma, there's a lot of wisdom put forth. And in the Kalama Sutta, for instance, it does say to us, like it gives us patterns of wisdom.
Yes.
But ultimately, the Buddha actually goes out and gives right view. And he says, okay, here are right views.
Yes.
And even within the Kalama Sutta, he does say, okay, go to different teachers and pick up things, but ultimately what you should be getting out of those teachings is right view. So what I experienced once was when the cyclone hit Burma, I would ask people what they thought. They said, this is natural. And I remember when the hurricane hit New Orleans, they would say, this is an act of God. So I saw a lot of suffering in the United States. And I did see suffering in Burma, but it was a different nature. It was like what I would call situational difficulty,
yeah,
but not trauma. So I saw a different aspect. There was a physical suffering, but not so much
mental
suffering, or it was less.
Yes.
Whereas in the United States, I saw intense mental suffering, but physical suffering wasn't often so bad.
Yeah.
You know, and this really struck me very strongly. So having sort of a framework of wisdom is very helpful in with the sati. So it is sati panya, but it isn't any old panya.
Mm.
It is a Buddha panya that has patterns and frameworks too. There's
right.
there's patterns of the mind that we need to watch. Sati, but then there's also patterns of the Buddha Dhamma that he has given us to see.
That we need to remember.
That really help us to open up the map of the Magga.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I think that's why I keep floundering, because I just keep feeling like you've answered your own question.
Yeah, what's the question?
Yes.
I'm interested in what Siddhartha's what are key elements of wisdom that Siddhartha are just bubble up in his mind
okay.
as he deals with any old object. What's
okay. Yes, that's okay. Now I yes. Okay, good. So good on me that if you pure I was here, to the ညာကြောင်းပြောရှင်တယ်ဆိုတော့ဒါပေမဲ့ပြီးတော့ तू ကပြောလိုက်တာအဲ့ညာကို तू ပြန်ရှင်းပြလိုက်တယ်လို့ပဲအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်တပြော तू ဘာ तू တကယ်တော့ तू ပြန်ဖြေထားတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေတယ်အဲ့တော့ तू ကပြောရဲဥမာဗမာပြည်မှာလူတွေကအဲ့လိုမျိုးစဉ်းစားတွေးတောတာဥစဉ်သိရနော်ဒုက္ခတော့ဖြစ်တယ်စိတ်ကအဲ့လောက်ဒုက္ခမရဘူးဘုရားကြောက်တော့စိတ်ကပိုဒုက္ခရောက်တယ်ခန္ဓာကိုယ်အဲ့လောက်ပြီးဖြစ်ပြီတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့တော့တပြောမေးတယ်အဲ့တော့ဥစဉ်ကိုဘလို့မေးချင်တာဆို तू ကသိချင်တာဒီညာညာဘုံပညာလို့ပြောတယ်ဒီပညာကိုဟိုဒီသူ့မှာဒီပညာကိုစိတ်ထဲမှာဖြစ်ဖို့ဒီသူတောင်းစိန်တောင်းဘာသာညာညာ
စတာပဲ
အဲဒီဒါမဲ့ဒီသုံးခုမှာဟို framework ဆိုတာဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲ
အခြေခံ background
background
okay
okay အုံးမြင့်ဟုတ်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုး
ချထားတာပို့
ချထားတာဒါပေမဲ့ဥစဉ်အတွက်ကဘလို့လဲဥပမာဥစဉ်မှာဒုက္ခတစ်ခုဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုရင်ဥစဉ်ကချက်ချင်းစိတ်ထဲမှာဖြစ်လာတာဘာလဲဘလို့စိတ်ကယူဆလို့ဘာဖြစ်လဲကြား
မှုတဲ့ဟာနဲ့ပဲကိုစဉ်းစားမှာအ
င်းဒါပေမဲ့ကိုကြားမှုတဲ့ဘာဖြစ်လာတာဥစဉ်ကဘာသုံးတာလဲဥစဉ
်ဖြစ်တတ်ကဘာလ
ဲဥစဉ်ကိုတိုင်ဒုက္ခ
နားမလဲတဲ့ရင်နားလဲအောင်ဒီစိတ်ဖြစ်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုလေ့လာမယ်နားလဲပြီးသွားရင်ဒီစိတ်ကသူ့ကိုနားလဲပြောပြောတော့မှာပေါ့
အဲ့တော့ဦးစင်ကနားလဲလာတယ်ရပါလေ
ဟမ
်ဦးစင်နားလဲလာ
တယ်နားလဲလာခုနပြောသလိုမမြဲတာလို့ဒုက္ခလို့အနတ္တအကြောင်းကျိုးနားလဲတာကွာဒါအာယုံလို့နားလဲတယ်ကွာတဘာဝလို့နားလဲတယ်ကွာဒီနားလဲတာကသူ့အလုပ်သူလုပ်သွားတယ်လေအဲ့တော့စိတ်ကမတုံ့ပြန်တော့ဘူးပေါ့
Yeah Okay so
ပထမတော့နားမလဲပါဘူ
း Yeah
second hand knowledge ချင်းနေလို့ရပါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒါကိုပြုပြန်လို့ရတယ်
Yes So generally Sarah says there'sgenerally two different things yeah sometimes there's suffering that he experiences and he has no understanding that releases him of the suffering he says then he applies the practice he applies the dhamma he watches it he tries to learn about it he looks at it you know until or you know it might fade or it might come again until he understands it or whatever but he applies the practice he brings his practice to itSo that's when he works with it. Sometimes there are types of suffering that come up, and there are things he already understands about these things. And when he understands them, that understanding immediately comes to mind, and the mind is relieved of its suffering regarding surrounding this issue. So I ask him, what is it specifically that comes to mind? What is his understanding? What is his missing? And he said... there are things he's understood, for example, that this is all nature, or this is not personal, or things are as they are,
or
this is just an object.
အဲ့လိုနားလည်သွားတဲ့အတွက်နားရင်လည်းစိတ်မပြတ်ဘူးမနားရင်လည်းဝမ်းမတော့စိတ်ချင်းပဲ
So he gives an example of what he understood once when he understood that something is just an object. He was walking and it hurt. And then as he took each step, it hurt and stopped hurting, hurt and stopped hurting, hurt and didn't hurt, hurt and didn't hurt. And as he was looking, he suddenly realized hurt is known. When it's not hurt, it's known. There's pain is known, no pain is known. Pain is known, not, you know, no feeling is known. And then he suddenly realized, that's the nature of an object, to be known. When it's known, that's the experience. And when the mind took that view, then suddenly, that's all it was. When it was painful, the mind wasn't averse to it. When it was not painful, the mind wasn't happy about it. Because all it was
object,
being known.
Object, being known.
And so when it comes to things that realization can bear upon, then that's how it relieves him of attachment and aversion around that.
But perhaps Panasyara has a pattern in his mind already, that there is mind and then there is mental activity and then there's object.
Yeah, that is mind activity. Mind will be not learning. They got nyanshi maybe.
Yeah, he has those.
So this
two.
Is a pattern already in his mind.
Yes.
So this is wisdom.
Yes.
So
that's wisdom that's already developed.
From the Buddha.
Yes, as the Buddha explained. But for things that, like I said in the beginning, for things that he doesn't have enough understanding about, he applies borrowed wisdom. Again, he applies the principles.
But approve.
Yeah, so he says when it's something that he hasn't understood enough about, you know, it's a level of suffering that takes more understanding, he said that he brings to bear the principles you spoke about just now, the Buddha Dharma. He applies the knowledge theoretically, logically, bhavana, with meditation, awareness, and then he said until it becomes real, you know, in his own mind, if that happens. For example, he says when you see repeatedly that what manifests in the mind is just its nature, and not so much what my mind feels, but you see again and again that this is just the mind manifesting in this way or that way. He says, even in speech, the tendency becomes to speak of it as mind and not me. To not say I felt angry, but to say, oh, anger is like this or anger is like that.
The mind is anger. The mind is doing. The mind is thinking.
Yeah.
Yes, I would hear that again when the government were killing the monks. They would say, you would ask people, what are they? What do you think of this? And they would say, they're like that.
So
no point discussing. Answer already.
No discussion. No.
Tidak boleh pilih pilihan di definisi yang lain.
If you want to, you know, to be more specific, then what's the nature that's manifesting is the defilement.
Yeah.
Nobody.
There's nobody.
But for me, very just shocking, you know, just really changed my world.
Mm.
You know, that.
That people, that the difference in view makes such a difference suffering.
Because you, even when I practiced a lot of vipassana, I had sati, I had samadhi, I had panya, I had sila, but not sama sati, sama samadhi, panya, sama sila.
Mm.
You can do that as a scientist. You have concentration, awareness, but it isn't right concentration,
yes.
It's not right awareness. Yeah. So this right is not just about a skill,
yeah.
But there's also wisdom and a framework.
Yes.
Of how you start to look at the object,
the right view.
Noble Eightfold Path, right view and right thoughts. He says
that's why in the Noble Eightfold Path, the first two are right view and right thought.
Yeah,
without that,
everyone has
sama. Yeah, right.
The rest can only be sama when the first two are sama.
Right view and right thought, Shima.
Yeah, that's what he means.
No, but every single one is sama.
But that's how it progresses. It's when there's sama, sankappa and.
Right.
Then everything else becomes sama.
Tamawasa, tamakamata. Right view and right thought are sala.
So it all starts with right view and right thought. Tua erau a onna. Tua, you know, ato dere, the dishi, the madishi, the pinyashi, the tilashi, the tabimere. Tua, ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ तू တမာတတိတမာမဖြစ်ဘူးဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့အနောက်မှာကိုယ်အတိမှာဖယားဖယားတရားဗုဒ္ဓဓမ္မအ
ဲ့ဒီအတိ
အဲ့ဒီအတိလည်းမရှိတာကိုယ်အဲ့ဒီအမြင်ရှုခွင့်မရှိတာအဲ့ဒီရှုခွင့်အရေးကြီးတာလေအဲ့ဒါမှတမာအကုန်လုံးဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့
တော့ဘယ်ဆက်ဆက်သုတ္တမညာဆက်တာပဲတကယ်အရေးကြီးတာသုတ္တမညာဖယားကဒီဘာမှမပြောခင်ဘာမှလုပ်လို့မရ
Every all wisdom starts from Sutta Panya from
knowledge as a
so that is very important the source of that and the kind of wisdom
ကိုရတဲ့ဟာပေါ်မှာမမှန်ကန်ကန်ရလေအတုံးချတာပေါ်မမှန်ကန်ကန်တုံးချနိုင
် so the more right information we have the more of the world knowledge is correct this is the more correctly we can use our faculties to further